reason I'm making this video or this episode is to inform individual, not just to inform them, to educate them about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not just about shouting, not just about speaking in tongues, not just about the gift. But a lot of people have forgotten about the fruit of the Spirit, which is 9. You living a life or call yourself a Christian and you have not manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You have not manifest love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, goodness, and temperance with self-control. But you call yourself a Christian. And then one of the first thing being a Christian is manifesting love. Jesus Christ said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one toward another." So if you are saying you're a Christian and you are manifesting hate, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you're a Christian, hey, glory to God, does not manifest peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, wholeness without, no man shall see the Lord. So you must be manifesting, amen, the love, joy, and even long-suffering, even goodness. You can't be mean and nasty and call yourself a Christian. Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect beings. We are perfect human beings. But give us something to vouch on by saying you are a Christian and you're manifesting hate. You are a Christian and you're manifesting a war. Because the Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they are called the children of God. So you wonder, does people have the Holy Ghost? The Bible says they have a form of godliness, but they are denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So there's a lot of people that say they have the Holy Ghost, but they just have the ghost. They have Casper, the friendly ghost, but they're not manifesting. The Bible says we shall know them by their fruits. The Bible says trot the Spirit to see whether it be of God, because there's many false prophets have entered into the world. So if you are a Christian, Acts 2:38 say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So if you want the Holy Ghost, it's a gift. But a lot of people don't want the gift. But they want the only one that signs of saying that they have the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost come with attributes. If you don't have the attributes, that's what the Bible said, always be ready to give an answer according to the, amen, with gentleness and respect. People are very disrespectful. You ask them about God, they're nasty with their answer. But the Bible says, be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you with gentleness and respect. So what Peter was saying, always be ready to give an answer of the hope, the faith that's lies within you with gentleness and respect. So this episode is going to distinguish whether or not you need to seek the Holy Ghost or whether or not you need to go to Jerusalem until you be endowed with power. The power is the Holy Ghost, the power to make you live right. Because the Bible says, unto him that's able to keep from falling and to present you faultless. The Bible says, hey, glory to God, they that is born of God does not commit sin. You know what I'm saying? Do you have the Holy Ghost? That's what's on the table. Amen. A lot of people have religion, but don't have a relationship. A lot of people have ritual, but that they're not ready of becoming Christian. So the Holy Ghost, do you have the Holy Ghost? That what this episode is all about is, the Bible says, examine yourself whether that you are in the faith. So do you have the Holy Ghost, or you just have a ghost, or you have just a ikamasanda, or you just have a quickening or shaking? The Bible says, grieve not the Spirit of God. Amen. Grieve not the Spirit of God. A glory to God.
The Holy Ghost, why is the Holy Ghost so important? The reason why the Holy Ghost is so important, because if you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to be raptured. Now you see, and imagine, and glory to God, you taking a trip in a boat, and then a rapture take place, you will be vanished. And imagine, hey, glory to God, you not having the Holy Ghost, you will be left behind. So why is the Holy Ghost so important in Christian life? Because it's not about the thrill. It's about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are none of His. That's why the Holy Ghost is very important. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost than $1 million. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? Hey, glory to God. And how do I receive the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God. Because the Bible says, quench not the Spirit of God. And Peter told Ananias and Sapphira, you have not lied to man, but you have lied to the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory to God. You can receive the Holy Ghost by laying on of hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can receive the Holy Ghost by the spoken word. Hallelujah. So somebody out there, hey, glory to God, do you want the Holy Ghost? The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody right now, hallelujah, I give you the Holy Ghost. How do you give the Holy Ghost? By the word being spoken. Hallelujah. You can receive the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God.
Satanists, of course our families think we're possessed.
We're Satanists, of course we found satanic imagery aesthetically pleasing.
We're Satanists, we're very pro-choice. We're Satanists, we say Hail Satan every opportunity we get. We're Satanists, and yes, we're trolling you. We're Satanists, we think all religion is a myth. We're Satanists, we don't care if you're a Satanist. We're Satanists, we know the Bible better than you. We're Satanists, of course a secular education is the only acceptable education. We're Satanists, Madeline Murray O'Hare is a personal hero. We're Satanists, we're some of the nicest people you ever meet, but we'll never treat you better than you deserve.
This cult is because when the first time whenever we ever done it,
did what?
First ever we saw Papa kill a baby, and me and Gabriel done, then when they done sex to me and Gabriel.
Was it abroad, you think, where your ex-partner and her new boyfriend filmed your children making these allegations, which were then uploaded onto the internet?
What they did,
look after the baby and who don't want the baby.
Really?
Yes.
Sometimes I find that difficult to believe.
Yes.
What's their name?
Richie, I don't know his surname, but it's Richie. His
the ones who came to our house.
He's your particular social, he's your social service, he's a worker there.
Yes, and Ella, the other lady who first time, yes, she came to our house.
So, you've come here with your mum, and do you live with your mum, do you?
Yeah, I live with her.
So you live with your mum?
Yes.
And do you ever get to see your dad, do you?
My dad's Ricky.
Ricky, do you ever get to see him?
Every two Saturday, but actually, in fact, he lies to my mum, and he says that he just sees us every two Saturdays.
Do you see him every two Saturdays?
Orders.
Okay. Do you see him every two Saturdays?
Nope. We see him every single day.
Every single day? And how do you do that?
School. He comes to our school.
Oh, does he? And what does he do at the school?
He does sex to us. He kills babies there.
Right.
We eat babies. We drink their blood.
Okay.
Because this is how we do it. So, like, on Wednesdays is the most special, busiest day is special.
Right, okay.
And Papa and me, either me or Gabriel hold on to the knife, but he actually kills the baby because he puts his hand on our hand.
Okay.
So then he says to swing and then just chop off the baby's head off, but like stop straight away, like maybe for maybe so, like once, so go like this one, and then just leave a bit of space so it's still on the head. But it's just the blood is dripping in the bowl though. That's how we drain out the blood.
Okay, so you do that, does blood not go like everywhere?
No, 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 we don't make that, we go like this. Like, we don't just go like smash like that. We go like this, one like not so speedy.
Yeah.
Just like medium speed. But instead of making those, the children lunches, they give baby to the children.
They give baby to the children.
Yes, yeah, so they give, like, if they say there's spaghetti bolognese that day, they put a bit of baby meat in all the time.
And how do they make baby meat to spaghetti?
Because because they cut the baby. Mrs. Forsyte, yeah. The headmistress, she cuts the baby.
And what about all the bones and that?
Yes, they keep the bones.
Where do they go?
No, I know, but the bones, they don't just, like, keep them. They make stuff out of them,
yeah.
And they all dance around with skulls on in the church there.
Okay.
So they have skulls, like, the teachers and the staff, they've got 20 skulls each.
And how do you know they've got 20 each?
Yes, because I counted once. They were like, there's one here, and then there's one here, and there's one on, like, here. Like, it looks like skulls everywhere, on the knees, on the elbows. It looks like armour.
Okay. So, if I was to try and find these skulls, where would I find them?
Yes, in the church.
Where in the church?
So, there's this...